It's May 5th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Advocates across our region are holding events this week to raise awareness about the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Last year, Congress designated May 5th a day of awareness for missing and murdered Native women and girls. They face murder rates more than 10 times the national average. Northern Cheyenne member Hannah Harris is one example. Her death inspired the resolution in Congress. The 21-year-old went missing and was found murdered in 2013 on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in Montana. May 5th was her birthday. In Colorado, Gina Lopez, a Ute Mountain tribal member, is working with state lawmakers on a bill to create an office for missing and murdered Indigenous people.
I am an adult childhood sexual abuse survivor and survived intimate partner violence as an adult. And these are, unfortunately, experiences that are all too familiar to our communities.
Advocates are using the Day of Awareness to elevate the Colorado bill. The state could join several others in our region that are trying to address this crisis. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
The Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe Museum is holding a solidarity walk this morning from 10 to noon. Museum Director Billie Jean Guerrero says the goal of the walk is to honor and create awareness around missing and murdered Indigenous two-spirited people, men and women like Anna Marie Scott. Anna's body was found a few months ago. Her death has been declared a homicide by the Washoe County Regional Medical Examiner's Office. Community members will be raising funds to incentivize people to come forward with information on Scott's murder. Additionally, donations made to the museum this week will be contributed to a fund for her children. There will also be food, artwork, prayers, and a discussion about missing and murdered Indigenous women and people. The Lake Tahoe Interagency Bear Team is urging residents and visitors in the region to be mindful of their trash as bears come out of their dens. Their end game is to keep bears wild. They play a crucial role in the ecosystem during springtime, doing things like transporting pollen, eating animals that have died during the winter, and spreading seeds through their scat. The Bear Team says humans can put a harmful stop to those natural processes with unsecured trash and pet food that could distract them from their role in the wild ecosystem. Plastics and metals in the trash can also end up in bears' bodies. They're also urging people to be mindful of other potential areas where bears can get into trouble looking for food. That includes grills, cars, and even gardens. A preservation group has released its list of the most endangered places in the U.S. Several are in our region, including Chicano murals in Denver and an Arizona military camp used by the Black Buffalo soldiers. Rachel Cohen reports for the Mountain West News Bureau on the Minidoka Historic Site in Idaho and the threat posed by a wind farm.
The Lava Ridge Wind Project would be Idaho's largest wind farm and is being proposed as the Biden administration seeks to boost renewable energy production on public lands. Most of the 400 turbines would be visible from the visitor center, and many would be on the historic footprint of the internment site, where 13,000 Japanese Americans were incarcerated during World War II after being forcibly removed from their West Coast homes.
This wind project actually, it feels like it's minimizing what we experienced, what our community experienced in this country, and it's, in a way, erasing part of our history.
Robin Achilles is the executive director of the nonprofit Friends of Minidoka. The organization applied for the site's inclusion on the annual list produced by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Achilles says the wind farm threatens to permanently change the desolate landscape that conveys what it was like to be incarcerated there.
Minidoka is not just a historic site, it also is a memorial.
The Bureau of Land Management could release its environmental impact statement on Lava Ridge this fall. It's also considering alternative wind turbine arrangements based on public feedback. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.
And California is the first state to formally begin examining how to broadly adapt cryptocurrency and related technologies following a path laid out by President Joe Biden in March. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order yesterday for California agencies to move in tandem with the federal government to craft regulations for digital currencies. It also calls for the state to explore incorporating broader blockchain technologies into state operations. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.